This is Dave Gloatz. Here with me is Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader. How are you doing today, Ben?
Doing fine.
That's good to hear. Today we're talking about a column that Ben wrote with Mick Dumke titled Midterm Examination that appeared in the Reader on April 30th, 2009. This article looks at the records of 9 freshman aldermen, in other words, aldermen who were elected in the last aldermanic elections in 2007. And you and Mick take a look at whether or not they were the sort of mavericks that some people hoped they would be in the city council. And I want to ask you some specifics about some of these folks. Let's start off with Sandy Jackson, who represents the 7th Ward, which is south of the lake from about 75th to 101st. It's not the most regular of ward boundaries, but it's sort of that area. You say that she took office as part of her husband, Jesse Jackson Jr.'s plan to create a progressive bloc in the city council, one that would show some opposition to the mayor. How do you know that?
Jesse Jr. was, he's kind of gone underground lately since the whole Blagojevich scandal erupted and his name's been linked in there. But
you don't want to get tarred with that brush, boy. It'll kill you.
Yeah, no. So, but before that, he was very open about wanting to use his prominent name and his sophistication with computers and technology and his understanding of voting patterns and his father's reputation to elect politicians. You know, it's this notion that I endorse you, you endorse me. He endorsed Julianas, the state treasurer. In fact, I teased him about this with his wife. He would lend his photograph to candidates he endorsed. How did he put it? It was like a product that he had. And so it would only be this one specific image of him wearing this blue suit. And he wouldn't even be photographed, he personally, with the candidates endorsed. They would be standing next to a mannequin or something. And it was, what do you guys call that, photoshopping or whatever it is?
A template.
Yeah, it was just made up picture because he had an image he wanted, an iconic image that he thought was the winning combination. And so he did that for several aldermen, and one of which was his wife. And that was the joke. I mean, couldn't you just take a picture with your wife? Why would you use the same stock photo with your wife that you use with, you know, Frank Avila of the Water Rectus?
They often live in different houses, so that's probably a problem.
Okay, well, I mean, you see each other weekends or something. Yeah, this is hardly earth-shattering news that Junior was all about electing people who would owe him. In fact, silly me, and I am naive and foolish, was hoping that he would run for mayor in 07 and use these endorsements, sort of as chits, to get people to endorse him. I think the reality, one of the reasons he didn't run is that he realized that there was only so far people would go in repaying him for his endorsement. And one thing they weren't going to do is oppose Mayor Daley. And that's one of the reasons I believe he didn't run. So anyway, his wife was part of that great coalition of politicians that he was going to help elect.
And one of the things that you wrote also is that she doesn't seem to have shown up a lot for her job at city council. And I'm wondering why that is. And I implied earlier that it might have to do with the fact that they have a residence in Washington. In fact, their kids go to school in Washington, D.C., and I'm wondering if she just doesn't manage to be in town a lot.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. You know, Sandy Jackson is one of those aldermen that doesn't get back to me, and I don't know why. I'm such a nice guy. Here, I'll put out this pitch. Call me anytime.
Sandy, if you're listening.
Yeah, call. So I don't know. I don't really know much about Sandy Jackson other than she's not a force in the city council. She did vote against the mayor in Grant Park. I remember that. The Olympics in her backyard. She's been completely a non-force on the Olympics. Whatever authority her name has, what prominence, she hasn't used it to shape that discussion or debate, much less oppose the thing.
Let's move on to Bob Fioretti of the 2nd Ward, which covers the West Loop and the near south side. Last year, he voted against the 40% increase in the real estate transfer tax that the city wanted to use to help fund the CTA. You and Mick wrote about the fact that the mayor made a 2.5-minute speech against his vote and against him at a city council meeting. And you can watch, there's a YouTube video linked from your article to that. And you say that since then, he's voted with the mayor. And do you think it was that easy just to turn Fioretti?
Yeah. I'm stunned that you would think it would take less.
I'm not saying I'm stunned. I'm just asking.
No. You know, that's sort of my throwaway joke line. You know, Mayor Daley yelled at Fioretti, and Fioretti hasn't been the same since. I used to do it as a joke, and now I'm starting to take the joke serious. I believe that Fioretti, like many aldermen, doesn't want to cross the mayor. In this town, you don't want to go too far. I mean, look at me. Just look at me.
What, your garbage not getting picked up, or what?
Oh, you don't talk to Ben. He's that nutcase on the TIFFs. He's the guy who came out against Mayor Daley in the front page of the Reader. You know, we have to get along in this town. The mayor's here. The mayor's wise. The mayor's all powerful. He's not going anywhere.
So are you saying you've been ostracized? You've
been
blacklisted?
I mean, I don't care because...
Well, who doesn't talk to you besides Sandy Jackson?
Besides the entire the administration of the city of Chicago, which guys aldermen.
But spokespeople from departments talk to you all the time.
Well, that's nice of them. They're only paid to talk to reporters.
Well, who doesn't talk to you?
Oh, my God. Down the years, it varies department to department over the years. It's gotten a little better. But for years, the Department of Planning would never talk to me, which is kind of funny because I spent so much time writing about TIFs, which were covered by, controlled by them. But my point is not to feel sorry for me because I don't. I love my life. It's that if you want to be a player in this town, a political player in this town, you cannot be in wars of words with the mayor. And I think Bob Fioretti realized that. I think he felt that, you know what, this doesn't look good, having the mayor call me out. Personally, I thought it was his finest hour. And he should have taken it from there and just routinely defied the mayor. I think
he's unbeatable. Made it his trademark.
Yeah, make it his trademark. I'm looking for somebody, by the way, to do that in the city council. But he went the other direction. I mean, the worst for Bob Fioretti. And by the way, let me say this. As a person, I love Bob Fioretti. He's a really smart guy. He truly understands what's going on in the city. He's one of the smarter aldermen in the city council. But in terms of political independence, he threw the cards in on the cockamamie plan to put the Children's Museum in Grant Park. What a ridiculous idea that is. It's just a power move. There's no reason to put it there. Furthermore, his ward abuts the area where they're putting it, so all of his neighbors were against it. He should have been with his neighbors, if for no other reason. They didn't need his vote. And so I love the guy dearly, but I remember his justification. Ben, I was up all night. I wrote out two legal briefs, one for it, one against it. And the legal brief for it outweighed the legal brief against it. Come on.
You should have gone and had a Cook County judge decide.
Yeah, right. Come on.
One more thing. Only one of the nine freshmen that you and Mick profiled, and that freshman being Scott Wagaspack of the 32nd Ward, Bucktown, sort of west of Lakeview area, voted no on the parking meter privatization deal. The other aldermen who voted no were veteran alderman Tony Prackwinkle of the 4th, which is roughly south of 26th along the lakefront, Leslie Hairston of the 5th Ward, also along the lakefront from about 55th to 75th, Ray Colon in the 35th Ward, Humboldt Park area, and Billy Ocasio, 26th Ward, north of Grand and east of Pulaski. Any insights into that group? Does that mean anything to you?
No, I can't figure it out, actually. It's just so random collection of people. I have to say, in terms of very quietly voting against proposals that he disagrees with, Ray Colon has really impressed me. Billy Ocasio, and I've been meaning to call him and talk to him about it, has been surprisingly strong in opposing the mayor on several issues. He voted against the budget, I believe. Now, he went along with that cockamamie midway sale. They all did. And he goes along with the Olympics, which is absolutely absurd. They all do. He supports every single TIF that comes along, which is further lunacy. God bless them all. Parking meter deal is a disgrace. It should never have been approved. It should have been scuttled from the get-go, if for no other reason than Mayor Daley had total disregard and disrespect for the city council's role as an overseer or a watchdog or a legislative body. The fact that they approved it by such an overwhelming vote is evidence that they don't take themselves seriously as legislators. They view themselves primarily as service providers for their ward. So I guess we have to live with that.
I think that's all we've got time for. Ben Jarofsky of the Chicago Reader, thanks for joining me today.
Peace, baby. Peace.
This is Dave Gloetz. We've been speaking about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.